The Gemara Masechta Pesachim, Daf Samaches on the Beis, quotes the machloikis that we had in the Mishnah between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. The opinion of Rabbi Elazar was that machshiri acts of preparation of the Korban Pesach are also doicher Shabbos, may be performed on Shabbos when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. Rabbi Yeshua disagreed. Rabbi Yeshua said that only the actual shechita of the Korban Pesach may be doicher the Shabbos, but any acts of preparation, even if they only involve a drabonon, still may not be doicher Shabbos. And Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua brought their argument by discussing the halacha, if you're allowed to do a drabonon on Yontif that you could have done before Yontif. Rabbi Elazar said, if shechita, which is a malacha d'oraisa, is doicha Shabbos, certainly malachas drabonon can be done on Shabbos for the preparation of a Korban Pesach. Said Rabbi Yeshua, I bring you a raya that you're incorrect from Yontif. That the halacha is that even malachas d'oraisa, a mutter on Yontif, when it's letzorech oichel nefesh, yet, even though malachas d'oraisa are mutter on Yontif, when they're tzorech oichel nefesh, shvus, a drabonon, cannot be done if it cannot be done on Yontif if it could have been done on Erev Yontif. Says Reb Lezer back to Reb Yeshua, how could you bring me a raya for something which is a reshus? Yontif only represents something which is reshus versus a Korban Pesach, which is a mitzvah. Says the Gemara, this last statement that we just made really represents the crux of the machloikis between Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua l'tamei, Rabbi Yeshua is following his opinion, Dama Simchas Yontav Nami Mitzvahi, that he holds Simchas Yontav as a mitzvah. And even though it's a mitzvah, we still see that any activity, even if it's only a derabonon, that could have been done before Yontif, may not be done on Yontif. Whereas Rabbi Elazar is going to hold, it's not a mitzvah. And since it's not a mitzvah, you can't bring a raya from Yontif to Korban Pesach. The Tanya, as indeed we learned in a braisa, Rabbi Elazar ain loyal to Yontif, a person on Yontif is al oichel v'shoysa, either he eats and drinks the whole day, or yoshe v'shoyna, or he sits and learns. So of course, the Paiskim tell us, that even Rabbi Elazar, who says, as we're going to see why in a moment, that Yontif, you either spend the day l'Hashem, learning, davening, or l'chem, doesn't mean that if you choose to do the l'chem, that Yontif you're going to spend in enjoyment, physical enjoyment, that you don't have to daven and learn. Of course you have to daven and learn. We're talking about most of the day. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Ein Lo Ela B'Yontif, Ela Oichel V'Shoysa, O Yosh V'Shoyna. Rabbi Yeshua, on the other hand, holds Chalkeyu. You have to divide the day. Chatzil Achila, half the day for eating and drinking, Achila V'Shtia, V'Chatzil L'Beis Medrash, and half for learning. V'Omer Rabbi Yochanan, and explains Rabbi Yochanan, how did they come to these conclusions? Shnei Mikra Echadarshu. They both learned, they both came to the same conclusion from the same Pesukim. One Pasuk says, Kosav Echad Omer, Atzeres L'Hashem L'Kecha. That seems to teach us that the day has to be completely for Hashem. Kosav Echad Omer, but there's another Pasuk that says, this is a, that the first Pasuk is a Pasuk by Shvi Yishah Pesach. This is a Pasuk by Shmini Atzeres, that says, Atzeres Tiyeh Lochem, it's for you. So how do we reconcile these two psukim? Rabbi Elazar Savar, I kul Hashem, I kul Lachem. You have a choice, kul Hashem or kul Lachem. Rishua Savar, Chalkeyu, Chetzi Hashem, Chetzi Lachem, divide the day. And the way the Rishonim explain this machlokes, Rabbi Elazar holds the fact that the Torah doesn't combine these two halachas of Atzeres Lashem Alachecha and Atzeres Tilachem in one pasuk. Rather, they're in two separate psukim. And as we said a moment ago, not only are they in two separate psukim, they're in two different Yom Tovim. One is Shvi Shapesach and one is Shmini Atzeres. Is to teach us that you have a choice, either Lashem Alachecha or Lachem. On the other hand, Rabbi Yeshua says, the fact that the Torah says the words Atzeres Tia Lochem, you must make a Lochem, is coming to teach us that there is no option, and Lochem has to be accomplished on every Yontif. And we don't have an option to say that you could say either Lochem or Lashem. So this halacha of how we celebrate the Simchas Yontif, of course, is a very important halacha. There's a machloikis achroinim that in Rabbi Lezer's, in Rabbi Yeshua's opinion, which as we're going to see is the halacha, a chalkeyu, chetzi l'shchila v'shtiya, chetzi l'beis medrash. The Bach learns that chalkeyu means that you have to divide it right down the middle. One half for chila v'shtiya, and one half for beis medrash. It has to be 50-50. The Prima Godim says that the chalkeyu doesn't mean that it has to be exactly half and half. It means that you have to give both of them a shear. It's also interesting to note that I saw that the Sefer Orach Chaim HaKadosh says that, as we said, and we'll see soon explicitly, the halacha is, we pass on like Rav Shua, Chalkeyu Chatzi L'Hashem V'Chatzi L'Chem. But it says the Orach Chaim, if we look, we'll see that we don't divide it exactly right down the middle, that the one half was completely Lashem, and one half is completely Lochem. But in the part that's Lashem, the first part of the day is primarily the part of the day that's used Lashem, we still eat. We try to eat before Chatzos. And on the other hand, the second half of the day, which is the Lochem portion, we daven Mincha in the second half. What's the lesson? Tells us the Orach Chaim, the lesson here is a tremendous lesson. A Jew is supposed to understand that the Chetzi L'Hashem has to have in it the Lachem. And the Chetzi L'Hashem has to have in it the Lachem. A Jew is supposed to understand, even according to Yeshua, that there is no such a thing as completely Lachem and there's completely Lachem. It's all one. It's all part of Avodas Hashem. So I saw a very nice verse from the Imre Emes. The pasuk says that by Moshe Rabbeinu, that we're going to learn the Gemara later in the Masechta Daf Samech Chesam Beis, the Yikach Moshe Chatzi Hadom. So Rashi says, Mi Chalkoi, who divided that dam? Malach Bava Chalkoi. It was done by a Malach. Why? Because a person doesn't have the ability to be exact in dividing something exactly half and half. A malach has that ability. Says Dimri Emes. On Yontif, every one of us is like a malach. Since every one of us on Yontif is like a malach, that's why on Yontif we have the ability of chalkeyu, chatzi Hashem, chatzi lachem. You have to be on a certain madrega to be able to divide chatzi Hashem, chatzi lachem. Who is able to do so? A malach. On Yom Tov, we're all like. On Yom Tov, we're all like malach. But there's a very fundamental Baal Hamor in understanding the opinion of Reb Elezer. Reb Elezer says, "I kula Hashem, kula lechem." Says the Baal Hamor, not to say that Reb Elezer doesn't hold that Simchas Yontif is a mitzvah. Of course, everybody agrees that Simchas Yontif is a mitzvah. What Reb Elezer is saying is that you have an option not to have to do Simchas, not to have to physically do Simchas Yontif. You could fulfill the Simchas Yontif by sitting and learning, but not that there is no obligation of Simchas Yontif. And furthermore, the Sfas Emes says that where Reb Elezer is saying is, what would Reb Elezer hold if you have a person that can't do Kulul Hashem? Does that mean that he has to do Kulul Hashem? It could be, says the Sfas Emes, a very bechidish, that Reb Elezer doesn't necessarily hold that you have to do Kulul Hashem or Kulul Hashem. Reb Elezer will agree you could do Chatzil Hashem and Chatzil Hashem. What Reb Elezer is coming to say is that if you don't want to do the Kula, any Lachem, you want to spend the day, the entire day eating, or you want to spend the entire day learning, that's acceptable. But not to say that Chatzil Hashem and Chatzil Lachem is not acceptable according to Reb Elezer. Whereas Reb Yeshua holds, so that means, according to Reb Elezer, says the Sfas Emes, you have two options. You have an option of Chatzil Hashem and Chatzil Hashem, and you also have an option of Kulul Hashem and Kulul Hashem. Whereas Reb Yeshua says, there's only one option of Chatzil Hashem and Chatzil Hashem. There are Achloinim that disagree. I saw that the Sefer Anaf Yosef on Dayan Yaakov says that Reb Elezer's opinion is that you don't have two options. You either have, you can't have a combination of Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Hashem, because that means you're not in neither camp. That means either you have Chatzil Hashem, the Gashmius, or the Chatzil Hashem, which is the Ruchnius. Rabbi Yeshua holds that it could be combined. But as I said, it's clear from the Baal Hamor and the Sfas Emes and most Achroinim, and Reb Elezer also says that there's a chi of Simchas Yontif, and Reb Elezer also agrees that Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Hashem is an option. But if that's the case, the entire premise of our Gemara falls away. Because what was our Gemara? We go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, and Reb Elezer said it in the Mishnah, and our Gemara expounded on what we learned in the Mishnah, you can't bring a raya from Yontif to Karmen Pesach. Why? Because by Yontif, it's a reshus to do the melacha. Karmen Pesach is a mitzvah. But ask the Achroinim, if the Baal Hamor is teaching us that Reb Elezer agrees that Simchas Yontif is a mitzvah, and if Reb Elezer agrees that you could fulfill Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Hashem, and Reb Elezer agrees that if you didn't do the Chatzil Hashem, you have to, if you didn't do the Kulul Hashem, you have to do Kulul Lachem. So how is the Gemara saying that it is the opinion of Reb Elezer that there's no mitzvah Simchas Yontif? We see clearly that there is a mitzvah Simchas Yontif. Firstly, because the Baal Hamor says Reb Elezer agrees that Simchas Yontif is a mitzvah. Secondly, because the Sfas Emes teaches us that Reb Elezer also agrees that Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Lachem is a viable option. And thirdly, most strongly, even Reb Elezer holds it's a mitzvah. Because what's with the person who chose to do Kulul Hashem? The person who chose to do Kulul Hashem certainly has a mitzvah and an obligation to do Simchas Yontif. So how is Reb Elezer saying that you can't bring a raya from Yontif to Pesach, where Yontif is only a reshus? So the Mitzvah Eisen says, it's not to say that Reb Elezer holds that Simchas Yontif is not a mitzvah. What Reb Elezer means to say is you can't compare it to Karmen Pesach. Because Karmen Pesach, you have to bring on Pesach when it falls, on Erev Pesach when it falls on Shabbos. Whereas, the Simchas Yontif, you don't have to have Lachem. you have a way of absolutely having Kulul Hashem. So you can't compare. So what the Gemara means to say is that you can't compare the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif to the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Mitzvahs Korban Pesach has to take place on Erev Pesach, even if it's on Shabbos. Mitzvahs Simchas Yontif doesn't have to take place. And therefore, takes the Shagas Arya this point and takes it a step further. That's why he says, we're trying to understand what the Chacham allowed or didn't allow to take place on Shabbos. What they did or didn't allow to take place in Yontif. Says Rabbi Elazar, since the Chachamim allowed that since the Torah told us that the Korban Pesach should be brought on Erev Pesach, even if it's on Shabbos, that's why everything involved in bringing the Korban Pesach is permitted. Whereas the halacha of Simchas Yontif is not such a hard and fast rule. What's the raya? It's not such a hard and fast rule because you do have the option, according to Rabbi Elazar, of Kulul Hashem. Once you have the option of Kulul Hashem, therefore it's not in the same category as bringing the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, which falls on Shabbos. And actually, this vart of the Shagas Aryeh has to be said in the next piece of Gemara as well. Because the Gemara says, Hakol Moedim Batzeres, everybody agrees when it comes to Shavuos, the Be'inim Nami Lochem. Mai Tama, Noem Shenetim Batarihi. And in a previous Shurim, we already explained why Shavuos specifically has to be the Yontif that you have the Lochem. So ask the Achroinim, the Rishonim, the Tosfos, quotes a Riva, that even Rebbe Elazar, it seems, agrees that in Shavuos you have to have Simchas Yontif. So we're back to where we started. How could you say that Simchas Yontif is only a Rishus, according to Rebbe Elazar? Hakol Moedim Batzeres, Bina Nami Lochem, says the Shagas Aryeh. So the Chasam Sofer says that when our Gemara says, Hakol Moedim Batzeres, Bina Nami Lochem, it only means Midrabonim. That doesn't mean Midaraisa. But the Shagas Aryeh says in the same word that he said a moment ago, Shabbos Erev Pesach, we see is such an important mitzvah that it's Doiche Shabbos. Yontif, where you have the option of sitting and learning, so we see that the din of Simchas Yontif, even if we'll say, as the Balamor said, the Rebbe Elazar agrees that Simchas Yontif is a deraisa, it still doesn't come to the same category as the mitzvah of bringing Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, even when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. So what the Gemara means to say, when the Gemara uses the word Rishus, says the Shagas Aryeh, it's not to mean that Simchas Yontif is Rishus. It's not to mean that Rebbe Elazar holds that there is no mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. Certainly Rebbe Elazar agrees that there is a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. Rather, what Rebbe Elazar holds is that the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif is a Rishus in comparison to the mitzvah of bringing the Korban Pesach, which is absolutely mandatory to be brought, even if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. The Darkei Moshe in Siman Or Chaim, Siman Tovkov Chav Tes, quotes the Marie Weil that somebody who fasts a Tanis Chaloyim on Yontif has to learn the whole day. Because even, says the Darkei Moshe, if we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, that we paskin Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Lechem, but he says, a chiddush, Rabbi Yeshua is going to agree that the person who is unable to fulfill the Chatzil Lechem, what should he do? He should do the Kulul Hashem. The Darkei Moshe disagrees with the Marie Weil for two reasons. One, he says, is by fasting, you're already Mekayim Kulul Hashem. And second, this person who is fasting at Tanis Chaloyim is allowed to fast even on Yontif, Because for him, the fast is an oinig. And that's why the halach is that on Shabbos, even though our Gemara here teaches us that on Shabbos we have a chi of oinig Shabbos, the halach is that on Shabbos you're allowed to fast a tiny lechem. So therefore says the Darki Moshe, no matter how you look at it, this person is fine. You could say that the fast makes it into a kulul Hashem, or you could say that this person that's fasting is actually fulfilling the kulul lechem. The Magen Avraham says, what's the nafkamina between these two explanations that the Darki Moshe gives? The halacha we're going to discuss is that there are opinions that say that you're allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah l'shem tshuva. And the shaila is, does a person who fasts on Rosh Hashanah have to learn the whole day? According to the second pshat, that the person who's fasting a tanis chaloyim, for him it's an oinig, so you could only say that by tanis chaloyim. And the other fast is not an oinig. And therefore that person in Rosh Hashanah has to learn. If you want to fast, you have to learn. But according to the first pshat, that every fast automatically puts you into the category of kulal Hashem, so just fasting is enough, and you don't have to spend the rest of the time learning. There are, the Eli Rabbi disagrees with the Magen Avraham, and he says that even if we'll say that just like we'll say that a tanis chaloyim is considered an oinig, so too a tanis l'shem tshuva is also considered. So too a tanis l'shem tshuva is also considered an oinig. We quoted the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Hakol moedim de betzeres bina nami lochem." My time of Yom Shnitim Batayra. So I saw a beautiful pshat. Hakam Moedim Betzeres Bina Nami Lechem. We have to remember on Shavuos that the Lechem, the part that we are busy with the Gashmias, is only a Nami. It's only an also. We have to always remember what's the important and what's not important.